You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to the Leeds Investor Show. It gives me great pleasure, as always, to introduce Mr. Justin Urquhart-Stewart, a personal favourite of mine. Justin, very good morning to you.
Lucy, very kind.
Here we are, many, many moons ago there. We were at BBC Radio 5 Live at 5:30 in the morning in Fulham. No, it wasn't. It was in Shepherd's Bush. And here we are in Leeds. Why are we in Leeds today?
Well, Leeds, of course. Remember, Leeds was actually one of the areas of the regional stock exchange.
It was indeed.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too far back where we had at least 7 stock exchanges around Britain. And if you go all the way back to 1945, we had 45 stock exchanges in Britain. Most of them were useless.
Right.
But actually, the 7 were actually pretty useful. I mean, you compare that with today, and you could argue we don't even have a London Stock Exchange anymore on the basis it's now owned by the Germans. But my concern is actually we need to redevelop the next generation of investing for people to be able to invest in local businesses. And that's going to take some further renovation and innovation to try and bring more things around. But the main reason we're here is really all about education. The big bugbear I've got is we don't educate people about finance. You know, we've grown up in an era where we've had to learn about it.
Yep.
But you know, for a lot of the time, pensions were taken care of, healthcare was taken care of, aged care was taken. Now none of that's not. That's all down to us, not the government. And no one's told, whether it's the students and university students coming out, or even the professionals doing their work, what they have to do to look after themselves. This is why shows like this are absolutely vital. It's not about products, it's about teaching people what they need to know for the rest of their lives.
So we're expecting 500 people here today.
Yep.
What would be your message to them? Where do you get the best education?
Actually, look around here and you'll see all sorts of arrays of different investment services.
Mm.
But the best thing they can sit down and do is actually to work out what do they need to have for them and their families. I would actually almost write it a bit like a business plan. If I was running a business, you know, you've got your business, I've got mine, you sit down, write your business plan, what are you going to achieve, by when, what do you have to need to do it? As families, we need to do the same. If we were very wealthy continental families running a family office, that's exactly what we would do. As glorious, good old-fashioned British middle-class families, we've got to learn to do that. For years, we've been ripped off by people providing shoddy services, shoddy facilities, not very good products, and they've been sold to us as this is what you need. And then when we come down to needing them, they don't work. Whether it's insurance companies, banks, even my fellow stockbrokers, or some of the advisory community, not up to scratch. Now it's up to, I think, many of us actually to not only make sure we do provide the right level of service to people, you know, making sure we're doing the right thing, can't be that difficult, but also for individuals to learn what they need to know. And they have to ask the questions, really searching questions to say, what are you doing which is actually going to make my life better and different for my family?
Education, education, education. Justin Urquhart-Stewart, thank you as always.
Thanks, Moose.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.